Wilson Shitande has lived in the remote village of Gwakwani for as long as he can remember. He boasts that he knows every stick, every rock, and every plant in this settlement of less than 100 people. But one thing the 70-year-old never thought he would see has finally come to this village in South Africa's largely rural Limpopo province. Electricity. In the local Venda language, the name Gwakwani literally means armpit. It's so named because it's wedged under the nearest river and other important landmarks. But perhaps residents say the village's modesty has also led to their being overlooked in their request for electricity.
We have been expecting that there would be electricity, but since we are poor, we have nothing. So we have just been hoping that someday something would happen.
Despite the villagers' appeals to the municipality, the power lines stop at the next village over. Local ward councillor Rabelani Garabeni says the power utility and municipality don't have the budget to bring the lines to Gwakwani. Instead, electricity is coming through a private initiative led by the University of Johannesburg.
We see that thing, it will take time so that we even happen to engage with the University of Johannesburg so that if maybe they can do solar project, it will help our people faster than when we have to budget for the main line.
A team from the university's electrical engineering department recently traveled 800 kilometers to the village to install solar panels donated by a local business. Engineering lecturer M. Hove helped the university choose the village.
There are a number of these communities that are needy, but we found this village as the most needy. And as I often say, I call it the forgotten village.
The small amount of power generated by the solar panels will initially fuel a water pump that until now has run on diesel fuel. Hove says that is just the start of the project. The next phase will include more improvements. Godfrey Nefulupudwe has operated this aging pump for 4 years. He travels once a month to the nearest town to buy the diesel fuel. He says he's grateful for the small amount of electricity, but that he and his neighbors would like more.
It's going to help us a lot, and we need you to come back and electrify on our houses, because it make when without electricity, we live hard. Yeah, because we must move from that village to another village to charge even a phone or laptops. We must buy battery for a radio.
Gwakwani has always been a sleepy little village. But now that electricity is finally coming, maybe its residents, young and old, will get a better connection to the modern world. Anita Powell, VOA News, Gwakwani, South Africa.